Good King Wenceslaus looked out upon the Feast of Stephen. It's time for the Saftacast. I'm your host, Scott C. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to the Saftacast Holiday Special 2015, Part 1. Indeed, Part 1. When we were originally designing the Holiday Special this year, we had this idea that we were going to do all of it in one chunk, a massive Christmas music episode, building off the positive response to last year's holiday episode, which featured a list of depressing holiday music. But after consulting with multiple holiday experts made of ice, frost, snow, and gingerbread, we decided to break this year's episode up into two parts, with part one coming at you right now. Well, not right now, but in a few seconds we'll get to it. This year we're focusing, if you haven't guessed it already, from the Saftacast.com website or from the synopsis on iTunes, we are talking all about alternate reality Santa Clauses. Santa Clauses that you might not immediately think of when you hear the name Santa Claus. It's going to be a good one. We got five for you today that are going to kind of surprise you, maybe, or pique your interest in the Santa mythology. And then we got five more coming at you in just a week or two. I promise part two will drop well before the festive holiday season reaches its apex. Hope you're having a good holiday season so far. I know this is a stressful time of the year, but hopefully you're getting the chance or making the effort or both to enjoy yourself, no matter whether you celebrate the holiday, a holiday, or anything at all. Maybe just you're celebrating today, because it's today. In any case, we hope you are taking some time for yourself, and who knows, maybe that time for yourself includes listening to us here on the Saftacast. And even if it isn't, we thank you, though, for tuning in, for downloading us, for all the warm wishes you have been sending our way, for all the likes we've been getting on the Facebook page, for the comments we get on Twitter, where you can find us at Saftacast, S-A-F-T-A-C-A-S-T. You can also find us on iTunes, and there you can review and rate us. We would love that this holiday season. But I'm digressing and plugging. In all seriousness, we thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day, or evening, or nighttime to spend with us and listen to me prattle on about Christmas music, which is what we're going to be doing right after the December theme song.
A long cap on his head.
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
A cap on head, suit that's red. Special night, a beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Licks up and blitzing, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings
were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Close your eyes. No, seriously, close them for a second or two. Are they closed? Good. Wait. If you're piloting a vehicle, open them. Now, please, for the love of Christmas pudding and all that is Christmas, open your eyes and focus. Whew. Sorry about that. Didn't think there. If you're not driving something, close your eyes. Keep them closed, okay? Just for a moment here, okay? Now, if I say the name Santa Claus, What do you see in your mind? What does Santa look like? What does he do for a living? How does he do it? Don't answer. Not just because you can't respond to a recording of me, but because you don't need to. You're probably picturing a fat, white male with a fluffy or wiry, snow-colored beard. Same colored hair. Kind of like Jerry Garcia in a way. Maybe with gold-rimmed glasses. He wears a red coat and pants, a red stocking cap, white gloves, black boots, black belt, gold belt buckle. Lives at the North Pole with a bunch of elves, reindeer, and a Mrs. Claus. And then once a year, he flies around the world, sneaking into people's houses and leaving presents for good children. Okay, you can open your eyes now, if you haven't already. I would think it common knowledge by now that the image of Santa you just conjured, the image all of us are confronted with year after year and store display after store display, is just a combination of Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas and the Coca-Cola Company. Moore gave us the basic mythology, and the soda commercials perfected his look. But imagine for a moment, what if Santa Claus were different? Not different in name, not Sinterklaas, Grandfather Frost, or Père Noël, but really different. I mean, what if he gave out gifts, but didn't look anything like the world pictures him? Or what if he looked the same, but did different things? What if his origin story involved eviction? What would that look like? Today on the program, I'm going to walk you through 10 alternate reality Santa Clauses, 10 audio texts where Santa is Santa, but not the canonical Santa, the one you pictured in your mind. But before we get started, when I put this episode together, I made some very strict rules about the songs and the Santas I wanted to look at. Rule number one, it had to be the mythical Santa. Not a human impersonator. It couldn't be an I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus or Santa, how come your eyes are green when last year they were blue kind of thing. No. Santa had to be the quote-unquote real one, the one we cherish. Rule number two. It had to be a substantial re-envisioning of Santa, not just a quick story of him doing something surprising, like babysitting a toddler in Barry Richards' Babysitting Santa, or a Christmas Eve miracle story, like a trucker using an 18-wheeler to save Christmas in the Oak Ridge Boys' Peterbilt sleigh. No, the song had to cast all of it in a new light, do something unexpected and fairly original. And lastly, rule number three. It couldn't have been mentioned on last year's episode. So, no, The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic. This is my list, I make the rules. Okay, enough preface, let's get into it. The SAFTAcast's rundown of 10 alternate reality Santas you should know. Santa number 1, Party Animal. We begin this list with a raucous tune about a wild December night. It's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's Last Night I Went Out with Santa Claus. This time just need a song to fix it. Last night I went out with Santa Claus. And now me and Santa hit the town last night. We decked the halls and swang all through the night. He said, hey bartender, give me a drink. I said, no more man, cause I can't think. Last night I went out with Santa Claus. When Santa comes into my town. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is one of those you know they're there but you don't know they're there kind of bands. Meaning, in the mid-1990s, they were a major player in the swing revival alongside the Squirrel Nut Zippers, Cherry Poppin' Daddies, and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Their name lit up marquees. Songs like You and Me and The Bottle Makes Three Tonight, Baby dominated the charts, and they even got to play the halftime at Super Bowl 33. Then the swing revival died off and the band disappeared. Except they didn't. They still tour regularly, perform with orchestra pops programs, and show up on soundtrack albums. And they're still making music, including holiday songs. 2013 saw their third holiday release, It Feels Like Christmas Time. Unfortunately, the track listing of that disc reads like a standard fare Greatest Hits of the Holidays compilation. Almost every song is a quote-unquote classic. I'm sorry, but neo-swing or not, what can really be added to Frosty the Snowman at this point that hasn't already been done? But I digress and complain. Their previous holiday disc, Everything You Want for Christmas, is a different matter, That album is littered with unexpected songs, and smack in the middle of it all is this one. Last Night is a song with a Santa you want to daydream about. You want to be in the world of that song. You want to be the singer trying to remember every moment of the night before. Let me explain. It's not the story that the song tells. That's pretty simple and straightforward. Santa comes to town, takes the singer out for a night of fun. It's the details. This Santa Claus is the perfect person to go bar hopping with. He insists on going to all the hottest, wildest places, drinking everything on the menu, ordering lots of greasy, cardiac-arresting food, starting trouble, you name it, Santa wants in on the action. Picture this, if you will. Santa contacts you one afternoon and just says, "Hey, I'm going to be stopping by your town tonight, let's hang." You're on the fence, but ultimately you agree because, I mean, come on, who's going to turn Santa Claus down? So he shows up at your place, sled and all, and like a fairy godmother, hands you a set of the best clothes you have ever seen and which fit you impeccably, and then takes you out on a pub crawl. He pays for every drink, laughs off every worried protest of, "No, I can't handle another rum and coke," protects you from drunk, creepy jerks, praises your dancing and karaoke skills no matter what they are, introduces you to a fine potential partner, and just raises all kind of holy and unholy merriment. And the next morning, you wake up, still in your awesome clothes, with blurred vision, a slight headache, a mouth tasting like a combination of peppermints and menthol cigarettes, and instead of asking, "What did I do last night?" the only question is, "When do we do that again?" Forget wanting Christmas every day. I want one night out with this Santa Claus. Santa number 2, World's Best Lover. On It Feels Like Christmas Time, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy also covers calypso artist Lord Nelson's 1963 song, A Party for Santa. I bring that up because just a few months before, in 1962, hotelier and former model Kay Martin, along with her bodyguards Jess Hotchkiss and Bill Elliott, released the album I Know What He Wants for Christmas, But I Don't Know How to Wrap It. I'm not surprised if you've never heard of Kay Martin and her bodyguards. That's two words, by the way. There's not much out there in way of a biography, with most information coming directly from the backs of their three vinyl releases. What is known is that at some point in the mid to late 50s, Kay Martin formed and fronted a comedy song trio, and they worked the nightclub circuits of Vegas and Reno until the early to mid 60s. All of their releases are, essentially, recordings of their act. A combination of lounge standards and onstage antics that represent the time period's most popular late-night comedy styles. Risqué jokes, double entendres, and an unhealthy amount of ethnic, sexist, and homophobic punchlines. Hey, I'm just telling you how it was back then. But, if I can be honest, despite some now really cringeworthy jokes on side two, I Know What He Wants is kind of a fascinating album. It's a look back into a bygone era when people bought records to play at parties after the kids had gone to bed. Side one is full of burlesque comedy that's both juvenile and kind of clever in places. For example, the title track is highly suggestive of something, but pulls a switcheroo on the last line, and you walk away realizing that any sex you heard in the song, you put there yourself. I don't want to spoil it for you. Seriously, it's worth it. For this list, though, I want to zero in on two tracks. Santa's Going to Be Late This Year, and Come On Santa, Let's Have a Ball.
So if Santa didn't make it to your house, there's a very special reason, you see. He stopped at my house, on the way to your house, and spent the whole night with me.
Please don't stop coming round. It's finally Christmas Eve, and you have come to call. I bought a brand new nightie, but I'm waiting in my hall.
If you didn't pick up on any double meanings in those tracks, don't panic. They're a bit straightforward. But they're also a representation of a Santa that we don't really think about or see much of anymore. The world's greatest lover. Seriously. For you youngins out there, there was a time when Santa was portrayed as a benevolent toy maker to children, but was also the pinnacle of physical romance for adults. Look through any Playboy December issue from that era and you'll see and read multiple cartoons and one-liner jokes about Santa either seducing or being seduced by a conventionally attractive woman. It was a standard comedy trope at the time, one which Kay Martin plays off of in these songs. A young woman waits for Santa on Christmas Eve, and then offers up her body in exchange for either a really swell gift, or just the pride of saying she's done the horizontal twist with the man himself. You know, when I say it out loud like that, the joke really feels out of date. I mean, it's problematic on a whole lot of levels, and it's a good thing that the culture has moved away from speculating on the sexual side of Santa. But I still think the title track is worth the listen.
Number 3, Disco Supremo.
The shift away from Santa's sensual Christmas Eve activities happens sometime in the early to mid-70s, in tandem with a changing nightlife scene. Burlesque humor, double bourbons, lounge standards, all of these things became passé. Lenny Bruce replaced burlesque, cocaine replaced cocktails, and disco replaced Dino. And wherever the culture goes, Santa has to follow. Hula hoops, to microchips, to disco dancing. I mean, the guy's gotta stay relevant, you know?
Learn how to do the hustle.
Shoo, boy, you can hustle.
Santa.
What now?
Hey, I can't boogie neither.
Shame on you, boy. Hey, Rudolph, you want to know something?
Yeah?
I can't dance myself, but let's try to work it out in these new platform boots.
Disco Christmas.
Or at least, try to stay relevant. If that clip is any indication, Santa did not fare well in the Studio 54 scene. In this track, he and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer reveal they are sick of the annual routine, and neither one of them can do the hottest, newest dances. To put it another way, they're in a rut, and spend most of their time in the song lashing out at each other like two people who are trapped in a supermarket checkout line on Thanksgiving Day. Rudolph demands a raise, calls his boss a jive turkey, and threatens to, quote, tell all the kids about how mean you are, end quote. In return, Santa attacks Rudolph for not being able to dance, for refusing to obey orders and guide the sleigh, and for just, well, being a jackass about everything. Which is kind of a weird thing for me to say, considering Rudolph's a reindeer and not, you know what, never mind. Everything turns out okay by the end of the song. They bury their hatchets because Rudolph knows where there are some fine young ladies for them, and despite the fact that Rudolph proves deer have no depth perception by high-fiving Santa in his eyeball, everything turns out all right. In all seriousness, what you just heard was a little bit of the Universal Robot Band's Disco Christmas, which is a weird little song slash skit recorded by a largely forgotten 70s studio group who had a minor hit in 1976 with the song Dance and Shake Your Tambourine. I say this track is weird because, despite its title, and if you count the comedic dialogue and exchange between Santa and Rudolph, the song is only disco in its backbeat and chorus. In other words, there's very little Disco Christmas in Disco Christmas. It's not like Santa is wearing a red polyester jumpsuit or something, you know? Rudolph's nose is not red from blow, and although they imply it's their destination, they don't actually go to a club to see if the deer does indeed know of some fine young ladies. Ultimately, this track just comes off as a song being aimed at children and capitalizing on a fad. Yet it still belongs on this list of alternative Santas, and here's why. First off, like Father Guido Sarducci's Santa's Lament, it shows a side of the big guy that we don't often think about. He's too often portrayed as being extremely upbeat about his job. Surely, after a few centuries, he's gotta be bored and burnt out with doing the same thing for 2 months every year. I mean, the wishes, the toys, the treats may change, but every December, it's still the North Pole, 8 or 9 reindeer, a sleigh, and a long, long night. But Disco Christmas is important for another reason. It's one of a very few Christmas tracks that portrays Santa as anything other than Caucasian. Here, like in Akim's Santa Claus is a Black Man, Santa is African American. And this is something I feel is missing from a lot of Christmas songs, movies, and television specials. If the idea of Santa is that of a global entity, a personification of generosity, love, wonder, imagination, and compassion, a being that is not bound by geographic borders, but is an embodiment of the best aspects of all humankind. Why can't that come through more in the culture?
Santa Number 4, Hippie.
Okay, remember at the top of the show when I asked you to close your eyes and picture Santa? No, you don't have to do it again. I just wanted you to remember doing it. Okay? Now, when you did that, if I were to have asked one additional question, where did Santa come from? I suspect the answers would vary a lot more than anything about his fashion sense or job description. About the only thing I could see most people saying would be the North Pole. But I mean, before that. Where did he live? Was he human at any point? Was he maybe a carpenter, a blacksmith, a creepy dude living in a smelly attic? Did the real St. Nicholas not die but immigrate to a land of ice and snow, a land of the midnight sun where the hot springs blow? I honestly have no idea, but I suspect that part of the universal appeal of Mr. Claus is that there is no everyone agrees this is the canonical backstory. We're free to give him any legends that we want, to let the pre-Santa stories unfold in the most amazing ways. In pop culture, Santa's origin story is usually left unsaid. It does come up once in a while, though. There's the maligned 1985 Dudley Moore film Santa Claus the Movie, of course, and technically Disney's The Santa Claus and Bill Corbett and Len Peralta's Superpowered Revenge Christmas graphic novel count as well. As does our next track on the countdown, a favorite of alt-rock radio stations for years now, Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus and His Old Lady.
Santa Claus, you know, and he used to live over in the projects with his old lady, and they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
Oh, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what
happened? I'm just going to put this out here. This track is one of my Christmas music essentials because there's a lot to love in it. For one thing, there's the two stories that are going on. Tommy Chong's lack of knowledge about Santa, explained only by, quote, "Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, man, and I don't know too many local dudes," end quote. And there's Cheech Marin's narrative. The way Cheech tells it, he once lived next door to Mr. and Mrs. Claus until they got kicked out of their apartment building for living with a group of singing, hammering, and woodworking elves. Evicted, they then moved up north together and started the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune, whereupon Santa becomes the jolly guy we know so well, delivering toys and goodies once a year. At least until the 20th century catches up with a bearded guy who's crossing international borders with a giant sack on his back. But the other thing I love about this track is its sincerity. Cheech and Chong play their parts and read their lines without a hint of being subversive or ironic. There's no wink to the camera or sarcastic delivery into the microphone in this piece. Cheech gives off a genuine-sounding confusion and concern about his friend's ignorance, and Chong displays a childlike sense of wonder at the story, along with a mix of sadness and joy when it concludes. Oh sure, the duo plays to their pop culture identities, inserting a couple of drug references into the details, but unlike some of their other bits, such as Dave, those really aren't the focus of Santa Claus and His Old Lady. And technically speaking, neither is the origin story itself. Ultimately, this is a comedy routine about belief, about how we felt towards Santa as a child, and about hope that even when humans interfere with the big guy's duties, he doesn't give up on us, or on his sacred mission to visit us every December.
Santa Number 5, Morality Lacking Robot.
Jonathan Colton, or Joko to his fans, has had an unconventional road to stardom. He began as a computer programmer by day and singer-songwriter by night, contributing quirky lyrics and sci-fi-laced musical numbers to Popular Science and other similar outlets. In 2005, however, he began an ambitious project of releasing one song a week, every week, for one calendar year. The Thing a Week series, combined with his feverish use of the Creative Commons license, quickly put him on the internet's radar. But it was his contribution of Still Alive to the Portal video game soundtrack that cemented his place at the forefront of the still-emerging in 2015 geek music subgenre. But back to a decade ago and the Thing a Week project. 21 weeks into it, in February 2006, Colton released one of his first holiday tracks, Chiron Beta Prime. Like much of his discography, the narrative is at once clever, amusing, and unexpected. I mean, this is a guy who's written about someone in a French bar trying to convince everyone that he's actor-musician Rick Springfield, as well as musical odes to IKEA and mathematician Benoit Mandelbrot. Chiron Beta Prime fits right in with Colton's style. Written as an annual family Christmas letter, the track paints an ever-darkening portrait of a fictional clan called the Andersons, prisoners desperate to escape their fate on a lonely asteroid. And because it's Christmas time, Santa makes an appearance.
On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas.
Ah, robotic Santas. Now, I can't say for certain, but I wouldn't be surprised to learn Joko was influenced by John Goodman's robot Santa Claus on Futurama. You know, the robot that lives on Neptune and has such high standards of morality he judges everyone on Earth as naughty, and then tries to kill them with an arsenal of Christmas punny weapons. Ah. Regardless of influence, though, there's something both threatening and charming about the robot Santas in this song. Okay, yes, they are ominous, with their glowing red eyes and programmed moral compasses, but when the guards in your prison are wearing red stocking caps and walking around blasting a repetitive monotone ho, 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 I don't know, that just takes the edge off the menace for me. It moves into almost a surreal, goofy territory. Before moving on to our next song, a quick note. The robot Santas in the song may not actually be there. You see, almost 3 years after the track was released, a Joko web forum user named Frumpy Jones realized he possessed an alternate version. Everything about the track was the same, except the third verse cuts out the robot Santas and replaces them with a decorative crucified cross. Allegedly, Colton later explained that that version was the first draft, written for a friend's company's audio Christmas card. But the friend didn't care for the verse, so Colton retooled it. And I think made it better. I dig the robot Santas. So, that's our first five on the countdown, or list, rather. It's not so much a countdown, but a list. Which Santa was your favorite? Was it Sexy Santa? Robot Santa? Hippie Santa? Let us know on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at SaftaCast, or maybe even drop a comment on SaftaCast.com. Let us know. Engage us. What are your favorite Santas? What do you think is going to be in part two? Because we still have five more Santas to talk about. So who do you think's going to be on there? What songs do you think will be featured? I know. I'm not going to tell you. But I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are and what you're thinking about. This holiday season, I hope it's a good one for you thus far. No matter what it is that you celebrate, we hope that you're enjoying it and trying to get the most out of it. I know for many listeners, it's a busy time. December is not an easy month to make it through with so much going on, but hey, I hope you still find a few minutes to kick back and enjoy it, and I hope you enjoyed our alternate reality Santas that you should know. We'll be back in just a not too long. We'll be back with part two here in a week or two, well in advance of the conclusion of the festive holiday season. I'm Scott C. We'll talk to you later.